Zog the Mishnah, Perek Ches in Yerushalmi. Dav Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph, towards the bottom. Kol HaRoykin Anim Tzoyim B'Yerushalayim. Any spittle that a person finds in Yerushalayim, so spit, Roik is Tomei. But any spit that you find in Yerushalayim, so the din is Tehoirin. Why? We're not choshish that it's a Roik of a Zov or a Zova, which would have been Metame Bavatuma. And the reason is, because most, you go after Roiv, most people in Yerushalayim are Tehoirim. As a matter of fact, the Meiri says that even Goyim, because we know that the Gemara Nida says that there were Goyza al Goyim, Tmeim Kenida, Kazov. Goyim are not Motzi in Yerushalayim. Today it's different. But that's what it was in Zman HaMikdash. Goyim were not Motzi. It's not a play, but what are they looking to do there? Why would they want to be there? It's a Makam of Alil Regel. So Roykin, Roiv, or Yerushalayim, Atoirin, you can say Mechan Roiv. Chutz Mishal Shuka Elyoin. However, the Shuka Elyoin, there was a place where the Goyim did hang out. That a special station that in the upper Shuk, that over there, since we're Goyzer, there's Zovim, Chol Divrayim, so Mela, there were Goyz on them, on that, and that area was where they had a place of a cleaner, a wash, a kvisa. That's where they were. What do you mean, Sofik Drabonon? What's your question? That's where they hung out. So either because it's taka kavua and called kavua kemechza mechza, or indeed it's taka roiv goyim over there. That's where they hung out. Shuka Elyon, we'll see in the Gemara. Shuka Elyon is where they hung out. That's where they were. Divi Remeya, Rabbi Yosi Oimel, Rabbi Yosi differentiates. Bishal kol yimoyis hashana, meaning, if not during Aliyah L'Regel, throughout the whole year, so there's two parts in the Rishus Rabbim. There's the high road, the middle road, the main road. So be'emtza, in the middle of the road, b'shayim o'iskol ha'shono, then it's taka t'mein. Because over there, the zovim do walk throughout the whole year. That's the most of them. Most you go bus a roiv throughout the year, and roiv walk in the main road. Mashenge b'tzodin on the sides, over there it's tahirin. Because b'shad is b'shayim o'iskol ha'shonim, you do have zovim and zovim in Yerushalayim. It's not zman of aliyah l'regel. Even roiv b'shayim o'iskol ha'shono, are Zovin and Zovis are the Tmeim, the Inu Shlaim, the Lavdaf Katarim. So, Mela, the middle of the road, you can assume that it's Tomei. Mashenkin, and throughout the year, the Tahirim have to go to the side of the road. The minority has to go to the side. So, Mela, it's Dodim, it's Taka Tahirim. Bishas HaRegel, Mashenkin, where Zovin and Zovis are not Mitzuyim Bishas HaRegel. Because after all, you Matai yourself. Chayv Odom Latai Atzma L'Regel. You Matai yourself. So in Mela, over there you can assume that the main road is for the Tohirim. Shebe Emtza is Taka Tohirin, that's where the Roiv is. And Shebe Tzodin is Tmein, they go to the side. The minority goes to the side. Mipnei Shamu'otin Mistalkel Tzodin, that's the Klal. Mu'otin always go to the side. Question is what time of year it is. If it's during Regal, the Mu'otin are the Tmein. If it's throughout the year, not by Regal, then the Mu'otin are the Tohirin, and they are Mistalkel to the side. Now the reason you're Mistalkel to the side is you don't want to be Metame, the main ones. You don't want to be nitama from the main ones. If you're tiring on the side, you want to go to the side. You don't want to walk in the middle. You don't want to walk in the middle if you're tiring throughout the year. You don't want to be metama. And the reason why they are on the side, they don't want to be metama, the main ones. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Kol ha-kelim anim tzoyim b'yushalayim. All utensils. Now utensils are either kelim t'meim or kelim t'hoirim. So the mikvois amol had an entrance and an exit. The entrance was on the way down and the exit was on the way up. So any kelim that you find, depends where you find them. Kol ha-kelim anim tzoyim b'yushalayim, derech yigidu le-beis ha-tfila, if it's on the way down to the beis ha-tfila, so you can assume a chazok on a kli that it's tomei, it wasn't nita yet in the mikveh, so then tmein. However, derech aliyah, if you find them in the derech aliyah on the way out, so then you can assume it was already nitar and it's toirin. Oh. Shaloi kiri doson aliyoson, which means there are two entrances. There's an exit and an entrance. There are two different places. One is to enter, one is to exit. It's not the same place. Because it's not the same place, here you can assume it's Becheskas Tuma, and here it's Becheskas Taira. Divi Rameh, these are words of Rameh. Reb Yosi is Mechadish, no. Kulon Tahirin. That means we're not Goyza. That means Rameh is Goyza on Sofek Kalim. Sofek Kalim, you're Goyza Tuma. Mashenke Rameh, Reb Yosi says, all kelim atar, it doesn't make a difference, even if it's derech yirida. What are you going to tell me, derech yirida? Zok demeiri, derech yirida, you have to assume that a person already had in his hand a kli that's tar. He had another kli that he's going to bring to the mikvah,
and he dropped the one that's tor. What's it doing? Derech Yerida. The Torah says you're not goes on Sofek Kalim. It's found Derech Yerida. A kli tor fell out of his hand that he had in his hand that he was ready matar. That's not tomei bichlal. Now, when Rabbi Yossi says all kelim atorim, there are exceptions. What's exceptions? Chutz min asal v'amagrefo v'amiritza. These are different utensils that are used for burial. These kelim you're not metar. Why would you be metar a kli, a shovel that's used by a bezak forest? So a sal, the sal de melaka that tzomis with, the magrefo is a the gurf at tzomis that a mefuzora is a different type of shovel, they scoop. V'amiritza, it's also done for digging of the cave itself. The etzem matzev you have to dig. So those are kelim miyuchad. So avada, they're going to be considered miyuchadin, hamiyuchadin lekvoros. So they're the tomei. Zok the mishnah weiter, and this we had in the sugim psochim. Sakin shenim tziz bar bosor. If you find a knife on yudalad, sakin shenim tziz yudalad, you find a knife in Yerushalayim. Now in Yerushalayim on our bosor, there were many korbanos pesach that were being shechted. So whoever had a knife, it was tohar. You're not going to come with a tomei that can knife, because if it's tomei, it needs erev shemesh the night before. We're not talking about yudgimel. We're talking about yudalad. Yudalad is man of shechita. It's man of shechita. All knives are tohar. And you're not choishes it's a knife from 2 days ago, because there's so many people, it was found right away. It's not going to be you sitting around. So sakin shenim tziz ba yudalad. If you find a sakin in yudalad, you don't have to be choishes that it's a sakin tomei. Shoich ba miyad. Why? Because obviously the bailam was metayet in order to shecht korban pesach. In order that it should have hair of shemesh of yud gimel at night, so mele hind and yud dalad, you know it's good to go. However, yud gimel, if you find the sakin b'shloisha osar, if you find it on the 13th of Nisan, so yes, it's possible the bialim was betovelit. But since it's possible that the bialim procrastinated, let me wait till the why should I in yud gimel? I'll wait till the last minute before shkia, so I can be tovel and have hair of shemesh. Why would it be tovel too early? It might be become a tomei again. So on Yud Gimel, you have to be showing to a matbel, you have to be tovel it again, because maybe the Bailam weren't tovel it yet, because they always feel they have time. Now, we had in the Mishnah before, that according to a mayor, Stam Kalim were not, according to a mayor, Faket, according to a Yossi, Stam Kalim were Artar. We're not Goizan, Tumas Kalim. So why by the second would you be Goiza? So the Rambam explains in Ovas HaTuma, and he says that this is a choymer in kochim, because then since this is not a regular kli, this is a sakin for shechita. So chumer in the kochim you take a goyzer, even though stam kelim Reb Yosi in the Mishnah is metayer. This is not stam kelim. This is chumer the kochim. It's kli for kochim. Zok the Mishnah kupitz. We had that in Pesachim also. A kupitz is not a regular knife that used for shechita. A kupitz is a big knife that used to chop bones. Now by Pesach, etzem leisish b'guboy. So there's no reason the guy was metayer for yudalit for korban Pesach, because Pesach is not a type of knife that you use, not that you break bones with. Elamai, what is it for? For the korban chagiga. Chagiga shebo imoy. So as follows, zok the Mishnah, kupitz, if you find a kupitz, so bozeh over zeh. It doesn't make a difference if you find it in Yud Gimel. It doesn't make a difference if you find it in Yud Dalad. Shoinu Matbil. Why? Since it's meant for breaking bones. So we're assuming now for Korban Pesach Avad, it's not going to be used because you're not going to be break bones. So must be the person did it for Tesvov, the Chagigas Tesvov. Well, for Chagigas Tesvov, what's the rush? Yud Dalad, you wait till the end of the day of Yud Dalad. Yud Gimel, you wait till the end of the day. So a person always waits to the last moment in order that it shouldn't become tomei again. So with kupitz, you have to be shoyin to a matbil. However, there are exceptions. Chal yudalad liyos b'shabes. If chal arbos liyos b'shabes. If let's say yudalad nissen is on Shabbos and you found the kupitz that's at that time. So then shoych b'miyad. Then let's say even the kupitz you want to use the shechita, you're allowed to use it. Why? Since there's a din of tikkun mona on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to be toivel. So, because it nearly came attack him on her. So the guy ultimately must have done it. You were toilet that what? That he did it already before. If Chal Yudal is b'Shabbos, he needs it for Tesvov, it was done before Shabbos. So, male, if you find it on Yudalad, or then it doesn't make a difference. Chal Yudal is b'Shabbos, and you find it, so then you can use it right away. So, till now, we're discussing the kupits that you're going to use for the Chagigas Tesvov. What about Chagigas Yudalad? So, what about Chagigas Yudalad, the Chayra, you would have to be toivelin because you want to break the bones of the Chagiga. You're allowed to break those bones. So, the Gemara in Psochim comes out, Dafayin, either we're going to Mandomah that you can't break the Chagigas at Somas either, just like the Pesach, or we're talking about a Hechatimtsu where there's a Nossi is about to die and the Chagiga doesn't come to Tumah, so he's not toivelin.
Pesach is Baba Tumah, but not the Chagiga.
Zok the Mishnah weiter. So Chal Aboli, the Rabbi is the B'Shabbos Shech B'Miyad. B'Tezvov, Daf Chofal from the Beis, if let's say you find the Kupitz on the 15th, on Yontif itself, that means, then Shech B'Miyad. Again, if you find it on Yontif, you know you can't be terrible on Yontif with Sakin Mona. So obviously it was Nitval before, so you're allowed to use it right away. Nimtze Kshuga L'Sakin, another Echa Timtze. Even though a Kupitz is not meant, it's meant for breaking bones, but if it's tied to the Sakin in one bundle, okay, Echa Sakin, then a person, obviously, whatever he did to the Sakin, which you assume and you doubt that it's good, so you know who and then the Kupitz, you don't have to be Toivel, because it goes as a package deal with the Sakin. Zok Gemara Reb Avin B'Shem Reb Yeshua Ben Levi. Reb Avin said in the name of Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, we said that the Shuka Elyon is the place of the Goyim where they hang out. Zok Gemara Katzron, or the gears of Zovin, or Katzron, shall nochim hoyashom. Katzron means like a base kvisa, a place that they washed. So it was a mokum with a goyim, had a mokum for kvisa. So mele with goyza on roken shall nochim, that they kezovin chol divreim. So mele over there, you can assume that it's a zovs. Omer Rab Chanina, aroidois hoyen noicherin. Aroidus are donkeys. Aroidus hoye noichin. Noichin means it was a regular nechira. It wasn't a ma'aseh shechita at all. Nechira. Now we had a sugi earlier in Shkolim. We know that dam of a nevela, we know a nevela is metama. Nevela means the or is metama. Dam nevela was a whole question in the Gemara. Dam shechita is not metama. But dam nevela is metama. Only midrabonon. The heart itself of a nevela is mitama deraisa. Dam nevela goes midrabonon. So that's going to be the sugi again. The Gemara is going to repeat the same Gemara. Omer b'chanina, aroidus hoynoichim b'yushalayim, v'yo oyle regolim ishtakim b'dam. There was so much blood from the dam nevela that the oyle yushalayim were walking in blood ad akvusein, all the way until their knees, where they were in blood. Ubol if nechachomim v'lo omelen dover. And the Chachomim said that since Tumas Nevela, like we just said, is only midrabanon, they weren't goyza because of Oyle Regolim. B'shas Alila Rega, they weren't goyza on Tumas Dam Nevela. So that was the Maisa that took place, Aroides Oyenoichin. Now the Gemara says, this is the Gemara we had earlier. Reb Simon B'Shem Reb Shuben Levi. Reb Simon said in the name of Reb Shuben Levi, Maisa appeared to Mishel Beis Rebbe. There was a mule in the house of Beis Rebbe, Shemesa that died. It was a Nevela, no Shechita. And they said the dam is tahor. There's no tumas nevela by the dam. Yes, a nevela the or is metama, but by a nevela the dam is not metama. Only midrabonon and memela they were metaret. They said there's no problem nevela. So now the question is, what exactly does that mean? They were metaret. That means they said there's no tumas nevela by dam, just like by shechita. Or did they say there's no tumas nevela because it was less than a revius? But if it's a revius, then it would be mitama, because revius, we said, if it dries up, it's oymedal and kazayas, so it didn't have kazayas dam. That was the Gemara earlier, so the text place over here, the same cheshbon. Zog the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer Shoal. Rebbe Lezer asked the following question, Rebbe Simon. Rebbe Simon said a statement in the name of Rebbe Shuben Levi. Ad kamo, meaning, you telling me dam nevela is tor, does that mean even more than revius? Ad kamo, what's the shir? Veloy agive, he didn't answer him. He went straight to the Makar. So Shol, Reb Shuben Levi. So Reb Simon said the name of Reb Shuben Levi. So he asked Reb Shuben Levi. Omar Leis, Reb Shuben Levi says, it depends. Ad Revius, if it's less than Revius, then we take say the Dam Nevel is Tor. But Yoise Mikan is Taka Tomei, because if it's Yikrash, if it dries, it's Oymet on the Shir Kazayas. Ubosh, the Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer was angry. He felt bad. Deloy Chosele, Reb Simon Shmuase. Reb Simon ignored him. He asked him a question, at Kama. Valid question. He ignored him. He had to go ask Reb Shuben Levi. And Reb Shuben Levi told him, it depends. Zok the Gemara similarly, Rabbi Abba Yosef Masni had an Uvda. Rabbi Bibi said over this Maisa that the Preda, the mule of Beis Rebbe, who died, and they were Metar, the Dam Mishum Nevela. Omar Lei, so Reb Yitzchak Bar Bisna asked him a little more of a question. He didn't just say, at Kama, but he said as follows. He said, at Kama, until how much? And he explained this question. He went further. Am omalei ad revius tor v'yoyse mikan tomei. He asked him. He says, is it until revius, but after revius it's tomei? Like, it seems like he knew the answer. So ubat bei. Over here, he pushed him off. Either it means he physically kicked him and pushed him, or it means he made him feel neglected like he was pushed. But the point is, he ignored him. Not just ignored him, he made him feel that he was kicked. Either it means literally, Besandoloi. Omalek Abzika, so Abzika turned to Rabibi. Rabibi just pushed Rabbi Yitzchak Babisna for asking this question and saying, Adravias and Yosem Revias, is there a difference? So he asked Rabibi, Omalek Abzika, begin Davashoyle ad Boitle. Because he asked this question, he gets such an answer. What did he do wrong? It's a valid question. Omale, you're right. Begin to have his die to be. My mind wasn't with me. I'm a lot of financial pressure right now. Why? And the Gemara explains. The Omer Abchonin. It says in the parish of Klolos and Kisovoy. Voy chayecha tluim lecho mineged. So what do we dash from that posik? Zesh shulakeach lechit in l'shono. Someone, there's three types of people. The person that has to buy wheat, but he has to buy it once a year. So he doesn't have to go buy it every day or every month, but he doesn't know what's going to be next year. Year by year, he lives year by year. His savings account is not going to do it for more than a year. So that's chayecha tluim lecho mineged. So he buys for a whole year. But what's going to be for next year? He doesn't know. The next part of the pasuk is, what does that mean? You're fearful day and night? You can't afford to buy for a whole year. You have to always go to the moich and buy tvua, small parts at a time. So it's pocharet the laila v'yoyim. And the laila v'yoyim means you're mesupik for the sudas laila and erev, for laila and yoyim, for the morning and breakfast and evening. You're not sure. Pocharet. Then the last part of the pasuk is, "V'loy tamin b'chayecho zeshu loy keach min apalter." He can't even afford to buy tvua from a dealer. He has to buy to a bakery, buy bread daily. Doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow. Every day, "Loy tamin b'chayecho zeshu loy keach min apalter." So he told him. Rabbi said, "V'ano somech apaltero." I'm in that financial situation, stress and duress. So that's why my reaction was, I kicked him for asking the question. But you're right; it wasn't proper. Zok the Gemara, my kedoyin. What's that? The halacha lemaisa? Dam nevela more than ervius? Is it metama? And the only reason why it's metama is less than ervius? Or dam nevela is not metama? Only the heart is metama, but the dam is not. Zok the Gemara, hey, Rabbi Shuman Ptoira al dam nevela shu tor. That means it's tor seemingly implies sai less than ervius and sai more than ervius. It's always tor. Zok the Gemara, what's the raya? My tor milahachshir. Maybe the oilam it is metama. When he says tor, it means that it's not machshel kabatuma. We know even though dam is one of the zayin liquids, that a machshel kabatuma, dam of an avela do were goes that it's not machshel kabatuma. Only dam v'shchita is huchshel kabatuma, but dam nevela is not machshir. Holetama is metama, but the oilam it's not a raya that it's not metama. Tor just means that's not machshir, but the oilam it would be metama. Zog the gemara tamon taninon. We ask the following question in Maseches Machshirin. Dam hasheretz metama kifsogoi. It's stated in the Masechet in Machshirin that dam sheretz is metamek kipsori. We know that the bosser of a sheretz is metamek kadosha, the bosser of a sheretz. What about the dam of a sheretz? The shear of a dam of a sheretz is like the bosser. That means an adosha. And the Mishnah over there continues metame ve'ena machshir. That means the dam sheretz is metame, but it's not machshir the kabatuma. It's not going to have the status of a of dam that's machshir the kabatuma. The ein lo nukiyotzibay, there's nothing else like it. Seemingly, there's nothing that's metama and not machshir. So how do you want to answer and be matcha that what he said before? Reb Shuman Pesarga said dam nevel is tor. Tor doesn't mean that's not metama. Tor just means that it's metama vein machshir. It says clearly in the Mishnah in Machshirin that dam sheretz is the only thing that's metama vein machshir. So it can't be that dam nevel is metama vein machshir. So must be tor means that it's not metama at all. Zog di gemara. No, it doesn't mean Elon Kyotzibai, there's nothing else that's metame na makshir. What it means is that the shear of Adosho, there's nothing else like that. The Elon Kyotzibai meaning kashir to Mosoi, because only a sheretz is metame ba Adosho. Avol domi mashenk in a regular dam of a nevela, it's metame kipsogoi, which means it's a revius de kashir. Over there, it's taka, it's a revius shir, but la oilom, it is metame and it's not makshir, and dam sheretz is not the only thing, there's other things too, because when we said it's the exception to the rule, it means the gabri da adosha shir. But when it comes to metame, the ain't a makshir, la oilom dam nevela is metame and not makshir, and Torah means Torah, la gabri de hechshir de kadin, and the shir is taka revius. Zok the Gemara, this is a machloikas amagoyin. Om Rabbi Yossi, pligo botre amagoyin. There's a machloikas amagoyin. If dam nevel is metame, Yossi revius or not. Chad om atome v'chad om ator. One of them says that it's tome, dam nevela is metame b'yomavius, and one says it's not. Man om atome k'rib Yehuda. Now, if you remember the Meisim based Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda was the Meir Ra. And Rabbi Yehuda said that it's tor. They were metaret. Why were they metaret? because it wasn't a revius. It's mashmi, if it would have been a revius, he would have been metame. So man do metame is like a Yehuda. Uman do matar is Yabshum and Psyra. Yabshum and Psyra said that hey the Yabshum and Psyra al damne vele shutar, and tar means in ganzen tar. The Gemara was matre, no, maybe it means metame vene machshir, but pashas it means tar, that it's in ganzen tar, it's not metame at all. So that's like Yabshum and Psyra. Omale rav avduma. Dam of a nevela, they said that it's tar. Kol dam shuvim b'seira. Yosim revius. That's a machlokes. We're saying now it's a machlokes. Is yosim revius tomei or tar? Exactly. Rabbi Yehuda says that they made, and the ma'aser based Rebbe was less, and the shuvim b'seira says tar. So we were matre before. Torah means just tomei veina machshe tar from echser. And now we're saying no, it means real tar. So now the Gemara says, Omle b'avduma d'minachusa v'yos. This is very good. Check. Correct. Why? The Rabbi Yehuda Mugayna, the Benisiyava. Rabbi Yehuda was the Meir Aron based in Siya. And in based in Siya, they said the Maisa with the mule, and he was Metar, is only because it was less than Revius. So we see more than Revius, he would have been Metamei. Zog the Mishnah Gemara Vaita. We learned in the Mishnah Kol HaRoikin that are finding new Shlaim Atar, except for the Shuka Elyon. Loichen Omer Rabavo B'Shem Reb Yosi Mechanina. Loi Gozra La Roikin Shibu Shlaim. They're not goes on Roikin in Shlaim to Metam Misofik. So why would you say Shuka Elyon is Tomei? So the Gemara explains, Ho Itma Aloy, like we said, Reb Avim B'Shem Reb Shuman Levi, Katzron Shal Nochem HaYishom. It was a Beis HaKvisa. It was a chink, a wash and dry over there of Goyim. So Melod, we goes on Goyim that all their spittle is Zovin Chol Divreim. The Gemara needed Daf Lamedalad. They were goes on Nochem.
Either was Roiv Goyim or is Taka Kavua Kamechza Mechzid. It's Kavua over there.
Zog the Gemara Vaita. We learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi was Mechalik. B'shayim Mois Hashonah the rest of the year in the middle of the road, it's Tomei. On the side of the road, it's Tohar. And in Regal, in the middle of the road, it's Tohar. And the side of the road, it's Tomei. But why? Because the Miat always goes to the side. Zog the Gemara. B'shayim Mois Hashonah Tomein Mahalchin Shiboilis. That means the rest of the year, the Tomein goes Shiboilis. They take the main road. Shiboilitz is like the Shvila of Shus Rabim. They take the main road. They're the majority. Vatorg and Malchim and Atzad and Turin go to the side. Why? They want to distance themselves from the Tmeim. Now, Vatmein Mahalchin, now you have different gears, sorry, so we're going to change the gears. Vatmein Mahalchin Stam Vatorgin Oymulen Perushu. That means the Tmein goes Stam. That means to take the middle of the road. And the Torah tell the Tmein, Prushu. Meaning, Stam means the middle of the road. And Prushu means, stay away from us from being Metamos. So Mela, the Torah go to the side. That's why this gives it makes a lot of sense. During the year, the Torah go on the side. So Mela, the Tmein are the ones that go Stam in the middle. And the Torah stay away. They say Prushu. However, b'shas ha-regel, doing the regel with the Rav Yisrael Atar, so they take the main road. Ha-tehoyri, Malchin, Shiboilis, they go on the shvil, the main shvil. Va-tehmein, Malchin, and Atzad, they go on the side. And over here, likewise, he changed the girsa. Meaning, va-tehoyri, Malchin, Stam, the turn, I'll take the main road. Va-tehmein, Oymelen, Perushu, meaning the Tmein are the one that say, Perushu, let's go to the side, and not cause the turn to become Tomei. Let's see the last Gemara told the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, v'chol ha-kelim hanim tzoyim. We learned in the Mishnah that it depends where you find the derech yirida to the mikveh, then you assume that it's tomei, cheskas tuma, derech aliyah, cheskas taira. Zog the Gemara, v'chek the Gemara, loy chein omer abavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, loy gozgo ala kelim b'shem b'shulayim. That means, we asked it in Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah, but be'etzim, we're not goes on kelim in Yerushalayim, that should be metam esofik. So why should kelim derech yirida to the base atfilah be tomei? And to the Gemara, Mechevan shenim to derech yirida le base atfilah, nasu haichiyach. The Gemara is saying a big yisoid, that once it's found on the way down, so it's a haichiyach. Haichiyach means there's a cheskas tuma. It's a cheskas tuma, a kli that's going to the mikvah has a cheskas tuma. So that's why, even though legozo hakelim shibushalayim, there's mitam and sofek, but derech yirida, we're actually going in a mayor now. Meaning, derech yirida yitaka metamei. Rabbi Yossi says that either way it's Torah. And we said, aye, what about the sakin? That we said, chumah dekachim. But derech yirida and derech aliyah is remeis chilek. So, in fact, tomorrow, why? L'chorei not goes on stam kelim. Teretz is only derech yirida is different because it's hoichiyach. There's a ches kastuma. Ches kastuma is different. So, mele, it's muchach that it fell on the way down. Zog the Gemara, Abba Shol, Rabbi Yossi says that no, they're all Torah. Why? Except for the ones that are used for burial utensils. He used to call those burial utensils tzipoigen. Tzipoigen means like a nail, meaning it's like sharp like a nail. Why is it called tzipoigen? It was sharp at the point. And with that, we used to scoop up avonim in order to make him a matzeva. The other one that called the meritza, why was it called meritza? It hurries the event to the base forest like it rushes. You're able to scoop up the stone and bring it to the base forest by meritza in a quick way. Zog the Gemara, kupitz. We said a kupitz that's found tied to the sakin. It's like a sakin. So Zog the Gemara, a braisa said it argues on the Mishnah. Tony has sakin kshurala harezu kamoisa punk faket. The sakin that's tied to the kupitz, the sakin has a din of a kupitz. That means Sayyid Gimel, Sayyid Dalit, you have to tovel it again. Because the kupitz, since we know is not Torah, because it's not meant for Karm Pesach, so the sakin tied to it has a din of the kupitz. Not like we said in the Mishnah, kupitz has din of the sakin. This Bryce says the opposite, the sakin has din of the kupitz. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah, halacha beis, poroiches.